This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone. How's everyone doing? We continue in Masechta Yevamos. We're in the Mishnah on Yud Gimel. We read the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said there are six arayos more chamer than the 15 mentioned in the first Mishnah, in that they can never marry your brother from the father, and therefore, since they're only marrying a stranger, the tzara will be mutter. Now the Mishnah continues, Beishamai matir na tzaris. Beishamai bechlau matir tzaris. In the world of Beishamai, there's no such thing as tzaras erva. La'achim to the brothers. In other words, according to Beishamai, your brother can marry a tzaras erva. Ubeis hillel oisrim, beis hillel asir tzaras erva. Chotzu, if you do chalitza, Beishamai poislin min ha'kuhuna. Now this is very interesting, because we just learned, according to Beis Shammai, there's no such thing as a Tzara Sarva. So the Tzara Sarva, according to Beis Shammai, is Zakuk Li'ibam. According to Beis Hillel, it's not Zakuk Li'ibam. So let's say you do Chalitza to a Tzara Sarva. So Beis Shammai says that woman is Pasul L'Kahuna. It's a valid Chalitza. Now we know that a woman who's a chalitza is midrabanan pasul to a kohen, because chalitza is something like a get. It's something that breaks and annuls a bond to a husband. So therefore, according to Beis Shammai, this is a full-fledged chalitza, and therefore the woman, the tzaras erva, is pasul l'kahuna ubeis hillel machshirin. Beis Hillel says, look, this woman never fell to yibum, so she had no zika. So therefore, the chalitza is not valid, is not accomplishing anything. Ubeis Hillel Machshirin. Beis Hillel is Machshir. Nisyabmu. However, if you do Yivum to a Tzaras Erva, so according to Beis Shammai, it's a great Shidduch. According to Beis Shammai, this solves the Shidduch crisis. You need a Shidduch, marry a Tzaras Erva. So nesiyabmu beishamai machshirin ubeishilo poislin. Now listen carefully. Beishilo apostles. What does it mean, beishilo apostles? Obviously, you're not allowed to marry the tzaras erva in the world of beishilo. She's an eishasach shaloi b'makom mitzvah. It's a kares, and certainly if they're children from that union, it's going to be produce what? Mamzerim. The shaila is, what about the woman herself? So even though marrying the woman is a chiyuv kares, nevertheless, even though marrying the woman is a chiyuv kares, it's not going to pasul the woman. However, it may render her a zayna. What does that mean? Rashi says, "Beis Hillel poislim shenivalu le'iser." Fourth line: she had relations with a man who she's aser to. The hanivalal apostle, one who has relations to someone who she's apostle to, asa zoina. So now we're learning a new halacha, that if someone has relations with someone that they're not allowed to have relations with, the woman becomes a zoina. And now the zoina is asur l'kuhuna, the hazoina asura l'kuhuna, the zoina cannot marry a kohen. Herstamaisa over here, that means according to Rashi, the way Rashi understands Beis Hillel, and that is, since this woman was not allowed to marry the Tzaras Erva, so she's rendered a Zoina, and now if, let's say, her husband dies, again, she did Yibum to the Tzaras Erva, so if that Yavam, who's not really Yavam, dies, she would be Aser to marry a Kohen. Now, what about Latruma? That's a big Shaila. That's a shaila whether she's aser for to truma or not. Meaning, is it she's just a zoina, but she's mutter la truma? Or is she aser for truma? Rashi doesn't say she's aser for truma. Presumably, she's mutter for truma. Okay. Now, here's the problem now. Now, this could really cause strife and rift between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel people. Because let's say it's Tzaras Erva is a woman who, according to Beis Shammai, is Mutter. According to Beis Hillel, she's Aser. According to Beis Shammai, if you do a Chalitza to her, she's Kasher L'Kahuna. according to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai, if you do chalitza to her, she's pasul l'kuhuna. So you have these women in Klal Yisrael who Beis Hillel might say she can marry a kohen. Beis Shammai would say she can't marry a kohen. You have a tzaras erva that Beis Shammai would say you could marry her. Beis Hillel would say you can't marry her. And it gets very confusing. So the Mishnah says, "Afal pi she'elu oisrim ve'elu matirin," even though these consider some women usr and some women mutter, "Elu poisim ve'elu machshirin," some say this woman is pasul to kahuna, some say she's kosher. "Le'nimnu be'shamay melisa nashim ve'es hillel," be'shamay would not refrain from marrying be'es hillel woman, "v'le'i be'es hillel be'shamay." Aye, but maybe this woman is a mamzer because maybe her mother was a tzaras erva. So how could Beis Hillel marry this woman? Maybe her mother was a tzaras erva. Or Beis Shammai, how could a kohen marry this woman? Maybe chalitza was done to her as a tzaras erva. The answer is there was a lot of transparency. They would write on the shidduch resume exactly everything that happened. So in other words, they would write less than people write today, but it was more useful information, right? In other words, nobody needs to know the telephone number of the second cousin of the roommate where you stayed in Eretz Yisrael in the second year. But we do need to know whether your mother was a tzaras erva or not. So that was put on the resume, and there was a lot of transparency, and therefore, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they were able to get along.
Why does the Mishnah have to say that Le'nimnu Beis Hillel mi Beis Shammai? Or the other way around. Meaning Beis Hillel is the one who's being machmir. So why would Beis Shammai need to be Nimnu Beis Hillel?
Who's being machmir?
Beis Hillel. So if Beis Hillel is the one that's machmir, so we know that for sure they don't have any mamzer.
No, but even Beis Shammai is machmir in some cases. Because according to Beis Shammai, if you do chalitza to a tzaras erva, it's a valid chalitza, and then you can't marry a kohen. So, in that respect, Beis Shammai is more machmer. And Beis Hillel, right? So there are scenarios that Beis Shammai is more machmer. Meaning, the truth is, the bigger problem, you're right, is Beis Hillel people marrying into Beis Shammai. Rashi says, even though the Bnei Tzara that did Yibam according to Beis Shammai are Mamzerim, because it was Israel Shasach. So in the world of Beis Hillel, they're Mamzerim. So like you pointed out, the bigger problem is for Beis Hillel to marry into Beis Shammai. So that's the main emphasis of the Mishnah, but it goes the other way around as well, regarding Kuhuna. Says the Mishnah, Kol ha-tarois v'atmeois shahayu elam ha-tiharin v'elam ha-tamin. Similarly, there were issues of Tumah Vatara, that Beis Shammai would say Tahar and Beis Hillel would say Tameh, or vice versa. And nevertheless, they would lend out their Kalim to each other, even though maybe Beis Hillel would say that what Beis Shammai is doing is Tameh, or vice versa, because they would be careful if they're borrowing Kalim only to use it within the parameters of the restrictions of the owner. In other words, they were very respectful for the restrictions of the other party. Okay, here we go. Says the Holy Gemara, Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi. Rav Shimon ben Pazi says, "My time at the Beis Shammai. What is the reason of Beis Shammai? Doesn't Beis Shammai darshan litzrar to aser at tzarois? Why does Beis Shammai say that a tzara is mutter?" Says the Gemara, "Dechsev. You know why Beis Shammai says a tzara is mutter? Literally, the wife of the deceased cannot go outside to a stranger." So literally, you know what this pasuk is saying in one word? There's something called Zika. Nothing to do with the virus. Everyone's very nervous. Everyone's thinking about different viruses. Forget about all the virus. Zika means a bond, right? So, The pasuk is saying that if a woman's husband dies without children, she can't just go marry a stranger. She's zakuk to the yavam. Loisia eishas hames hachutza leishzar. However, Beis Shammai darshins chutza loisia eishas hames, the wife of the deceased, hachutza, who's outside, meaning he's learning it outside. She's not related to the yavam. So she cannot go and marry a stranger because she's unrelated to the Avam. Meklal de'ika penimis. If there's an outside woman not related to the Avam, that means there's an inside woman who is related to the Avam. She's an erva to the Avam, and she could go marry because she's not zakuk. But the chutza is zakuk. Why is she zakuk? Why doesn't the erva pater her? It must be erva doesn't pater at tzara. Meaning the pasuk is learning there are two women here. There's the chutza, the woman who's not related to the Avam. There's the penimis, who is related to the Avam. And even though, let's say, the Primus is the daughter of the Avam, the Chutza cannot go and marry because she's a Tzara Serva, but instead she's Zakuk for Yibam. This is the Makar that Beishamai darshins that an Erva does not pater her Tzara. Meklal de'ika Primus. From here we see there is an inner woman. V'amar Achmana, the Merciful One, said, Lo Yisia, she cannot go and marry. In other words, she's Zakuk Liyibam. Ayu Beis Hillel. What does Beis Hillel do with this pasuk? Doesn't this pasuk imply that the woman who is the chutza is still Zakuk? Why doesn't the ever pater her? Beis Hillel needs this pasuk of chutza for the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Minayin She'ein Kedushin Toivsin B'Yavama. How do I know that Kedushin is not Toifes to a Yavama? What does this mean? Let's say you have a woman married to a guy and he dies without children, and now she wants to get married. So we would say, oh, she's not to get married, she's Zakuk Liyibam. So now, what if she does get married? Is the Kedushin Chal? We would have thought, why would the Kedushin not be Chal? It's only a lav for her not to marry before she does Yibam or Chalitza. But Chayve Lavin, Kedushin is Toifis to Chayve Lavin. So you would have thought that a Yavama, if she got married to someone else, the Kedushin is Chal. How do I know Kedushin is not Toifis to Yavama? Shenemar Loisiyah, Eishas Hameis Hachutza Le'izar. Loisiyah. There cannot be marriage. Eishes Hameis, the wife of the dead one. Hachutza, to the outside. Meaning, the woman who is not related to Ishzar. Loisiyah Bahavaya Lazar. She cannot have, Kedushin is not Toifish to Azar. So Beis Hillel learns from Chutza not to say Tzaras Erva is Mutter. But rather, he learns from Chutzah that Kedushin is not Toifes to a Yavama. Beis Hillel, how could Beis Hillel learn out that Tzaras Erva is Mutter? Don't we need the Pasuk of Chutzah to teach me that Kedushin is not Toifes to Yavama? So it says, Beis Shammai Miksiv L'chutz. It doesn't say, Loisiyah Eishas Hameitz L'chutz, that this woman cannot have Kedushin by marrying outside. It says Chutza, the outside one. That indicates we're dealing with a Tsaras Erva. Chutza, the outside one. If it meant that she can't go married, get married, it would say Lichutz. Chutza implies we're talking about an outside one as opposed to an inside one, and we're talking about a Tsaras Erva. Because if it was as Beis Hillel says, it would have said Lichutz. So Beis Hillel says, don't you know the oldest rule in the books? The oldest rule in the books is chutza means lechutz, because in Lashon HaKodesh, in the Holy Tongue, a hey at the end of the word is like a lamed in the beginning of the word. Beis Hillel, kivan dechsev chutza, keman dechsev lechutz dami. Since it says chutza, it's as if it says to the outside. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Reb Nechemya Oimer, Kol teva shetzricha lamed betchilas, any word that needs a lamed in the beginning, hitela akas of hey b'soifa, the Torah puts a hey in the end. The Tana debe Rabbi Shmuel, and it was learnt in the Academy of Rabbi Shmuel, kegoin elim, elima, elim is the name of the city, elima is two elim. Machanoim, the city Machanoim, Machanoima, Mitzrayim, Mitzrayima, Divlasoima, Yerushalayma, Midbara. So whenever a word requires a lamed in the beginning, you could substitute a hey at the end. So Beis Hillel would say that don't ask on me that chutzah implies we're talking about the outside woman and we're talking about a tzaras erva. No, chutzah means lechutz, to the outside. That a yavama, you cannot be toifes kedushin to yavama. So now the question is, according to Beis Shammai, that chutzah is telling me a tzaras erva is mutter, how do they know that a kedushin is not toifes to yavama? Ubei Shammai, the Rav Yehuda Amarav minalahu, he learns it from Le'ish Zar. The words Le'ish Zar alone imply that she cannot go out. There's no havaya to an Ish Zar. The words Le'ish Zar, Le'isiya, so kedushin is not tofes to yavama. Hachutza is therefore freed up to be referring to a tsaras erva. So now the question is, why can't Beis Hillel learn out from ishzar? Why does he have to learn out from hachutza? Says Gemara, okay, you got me. Why can't Beis Hillel learn out kedushin is not tofes to yavama from ishzar? In a chanami. He can learn it, he does. So now the question is, what does he do with chutzah? Shouldn't it tell me tsaras erva is mutter, that don't, the outside woman who's not related is still zakuk for yibum? So Beis Hillel says, no, chutzah is not to say that tsaras erva is mutter, but chutzah is to tell me something else entirely. Le'rabois ho'arusa, that even if a woman merely has erusin and then the husband dies without children, she still is not cannot marry Lashuk, but she's zakuk liyibam. In other words, according to Beis Hillel, Ish Zar says Kedushin is not taifas to yivama. Chutzah tells me even an outside woman. What does it mean she's outside? That means she's not so inside. Why is she not so inside? Because she never had Nisuin. She only had Erusin. Even this woman is Zakuk Liyibam. So where does Beis Shammai learn this from? Because he learns from Ishzar. You can't do Kedushin to a Yavama. Kedushin is not to a Yavama. Hachutza tells me Tsaras Erva is Aser. How does Beis Shammai know that a woman from Erusin is Zakuk Liyibam? Ve'idach mechutza hachutza. I have an extra hey. So you ready for this? From Ishzar I learn out, according to Beis Shammai, Kedushin's not tevis to Yavama. From chutza I learn out Saras Erva's mutter. From hachutza I learn out that an arusa is zakuk liyibam. And what about Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel hachutza ve'idach chutza hachutza le'mashma lehu. Beis Hillel says, don't make anything out of hachutza. That's the normal way the Torah speaks. So I only have two freed up psukim. One to teach me hachutza, that kedushin is not toifes. Le'ish Zar teaches me kedushin is not toifes to yavama. And hachutza is to teach me that in arusa is zakuk liyibam. So we have the first reasoning of Beis Shammai of Rab Shimon ben Pazi, and that is Beis Shammai darshins leisia eisha sames hachutza leishzar, that if you have a tzara of an erva, she is mutaras. She cannot marry Lashuk. She is zakuk liyibam. So now we come to a most amazing explanation for Beis Shammai. Everyone ready for this? Yeah? Okay, good. Here we go. Rava Omar. Rava says, Tamayu de Beis Shammai. The rationale of Beis Shammai is the Ein Isser Chalal Isser. One Isser ain't Chal on another Isser. means like this. Reuven married a woman. We'll call her Rachel. Rachel is now Isha's Ach to Shimon. Shimon then marries Leah. Now, Rachel to Shimon is Isha's Ach and potentially Achis Isha. However, there's a rule in Shas, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. So the Isser of Achis Isha is not Chal on Rachel. Rachel is not the sister of Shimon's wife. Huh? How's that possible? But Shimon is married to Leah, so isn't Rachel Achis Ishtai? No. Because since Rachel was first Ishas Ach to Shimon, since Rachel was Ishas Ach to Shimon, she then does not also become Aser als Achis Isha. Ein Isachala. And Mimela, when she falls with her Tzara, it's not a tzara, it's Achis Isha. It's a tzara, and Eishas Ach can't ask her a tzara. I mean, when a brother dies without children and his two wives fall, the second wife is not a tzara, Eishas Ach. But she's a tzara, Achis Isha. No, she's not. The Yisra of Achis Isha is not Chal. Now, the Gemara says that's very nice if first Reuven marries and then Shimon marries. So first comes Eishes Ach and then comes Achos Isha. But what if Shimon first marries Leah? So now Rachel is Eishes Ach, Achos Isha. And then Reuven marries Rachel. So first came the Achos Isha and then comes the Eishes Ach. So then you would say the Eishes Ach is Nachal. So fine, the Eishes Ach is Nachal, but the other wife is a tzara serva of Achis Ishtai. Says Gemara, hey, tenach, hey, chadenasa, meis, achakach, nasachai. This is all and good if the deceased brother marries and first comes Eishasach v'achakach nasachai, and then the living brother marries his sister. So lo yasi yisra achis isha v'chayel al yisra Eishasach. So the yisra of achis isha does not come and is not chal on the Eishasach. But if let's say you married, let's say the living brother married first, let's say Shimon first married Leah, and then the dead brother got married, Achis Isha Kadim. Achis Isha comes first. So in that case, it should be a Tsaras Isha, Tsaras Achis Isha, meaning this lum, this only works if the deceased brother marries first. So first comes Eishasach, and then comes Achis Isha. But if Achis Isha comes first, so then the Eishes Ach is not Chal, but it's still when Reuven dies, and let's say Rachel and Shprinsa is falling to Shimon, so in that case, Rachel is Achos Ishtai, and Shprinsa is Tsaras Achos Ishtai. So the Gemara says a whopper of a chiddush. In this case, the Eishes Ach is not Chal. And if the Eishes Ach is not Chal, it's like this woman is not falling in Yibam. Because she's not his brother's wife. This woman, Rachel, was not married to Shimon's brother. What do you mean? He was married to Shimon's brother. They have a marriage license. They had a chasana. Shweki even sang in Meshkochech at the Chasana. What better raya could you have? Nevertheless, she's not married. This, in Lamdus, it's like Rachel was not married to Reuven. Because since it did not produce an Isra Eishes Ach, so it's like Rachel is not falling in Yibam, and the Tzara of Rachel is not a Tzara Serva of Makom Yibam. This, maybe we'll discuss this if there's an Ian share. He says, Kivan says Gemara, Deloy Asi Isra Eishes Ach, since the Isra Eishes Ach has not come, V'chayel al Isra Achas Isha, and to be chal on the Isra Achas Isha, Havyulat Tsaras Erva, then it's like you're the Tsara of an Achas Isha. Yeah, you're the Tsara of an Achas Isha, but not B'makam Yibam. Because this woman who is an Erva is not falling to Yibam because she wasn't Eishes Ach. Shaloi b'makom mitzvah v'sharya. That's wild, right? In other words, I understand how if the Achris Isha came second, the Isser Erva is not Chal. But here, the Eishes Ach first came the marriage of the living brother. So this woman was Usher to him because it was his wife's sister. And then she married his brother. So let's say the Isser Eishes Ach is not Chal. But so what, the Isser Eishes Ach is not Chal? She was married to his brother, and now she's falling to Yibam. But since the Isser is not Chal, it's like an Erva falling Shaloi b'makoy mitzvah. She's not going to ask her the Tzara. Okay, we move on. Says the Gemara, Chaltzu, if you do Chalitza to a Tzara Serva, Beishamai poislem. Says the Gemara, of course, according to Beishamai, she's going to be Pasul Kahuna, and according to Beis Hillel, she's Mutter. According to Beis Shammai, there's a Zika to her. She falls in Yibam, so the Chalitza is a valid Chalitza, and according to Beis Hillel, she doesn't fall to Yibam. Says the Gemara, you're right. La'afuke Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. This is coming to exclude the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri has sort of a compromise. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says like this, Tzaras Arva, according to Beis Shammai, you should do Yibam to them. According to Beis Hillel, you don't even need to do Chalitza. Let's make a compromise and make everyone happy. Let both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say you do Chalitza. According to Beis Shammai, that's fine, because really you could even do Yibam, but at least Chalitza gets off the Zika. And according to Beis Hillel, you're right, you don't need Chalitza, but in deference to Beis Shammai that there's a Zika, do a Chalitza. So that was the suggestion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri to take care of everyone. But according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, in the world of Beis Hillel, if you're requiring Chalitza midrabanan, this woman will be pasul l'kahuna. So la'afuke Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that in the world of Beis Hillel, the Chalitza does accomplish, Kamash Malan, that Beis Hillel says that the woman is still kosher l'kuhuna. Meaning, La'afukid Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Amar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, Bayu nasakin lehem letzarois, let's enact for the tzarois, sheyu chotzois v'loi mesiyab mois to do Chalitza na'yibam, Kamash Malon. So the Chiddush is the Beis Hillel Machshirim. That Beis Hillel says that this is not a kosher Chalitza at all. It's worthless, and therefore she is kosher l'kuhuna. Now, the question is, why do I need to know, according to Beis Hillel, if you do Yibam to the Tzara, she's going to be pasul l'kuhuna, and according to Beis Shammai, she'll be kosher? Obviously, according to Beis Hillel, she's an Eishes Ach. According to Beis Shammai, she's not. Says the Gemara, Hasulamali, Aidi, the Tana, Chaltzu, once the Mishnah taught the ramifications of Chalitza and Beis Shammai Silel, it taught the ramifications of Yibam as well. Now we come to a very interesting sugya, because I'm sure you're wondering, I could tell by the look on your faces, you're wondering, why are we learning Yivamis now? This week is Parshas Re'eh. So we should learn something relevant to Parshas Re'eh. And Yibam maybe is for Parshas Kisetze, but we should learn something about Parshas Re'eh, like Banim Atem Lashem Lekechem, learn all about Rav Meir. I happen to like Rav Meir, I don't know if you know that. But why are we not learning anything about Parshas Re'eh? So the answer is, of course we are. That's why the end of the sugya obviously is on this week's Parsha. There's a pasuk in this week's Parsha. Yes, Banim Atem Lashem Lekechem, Loi Sisgoydidu. And now we're going to Darshan, the pasuk of Lois is going to do, which means Al Tasu Agudois Agudois. Don't make different groups and practices in the Jewish people, because it's going to look like you have two Torahs. So we're going to ask. There seem to be times throughout Shas and Mishnah where Chazal legislate different strokes for different folks, and it seems to be a violation of Lois is going to do. One of them is as follows. Tnan Hasam. Megillah Nikris Be'echad Asar V'Shnayim Asar V'Shloish Asar Arba Asar V'Chamish Asar L'Pasal Yosar. We know the Mishnah Megillah begins. Megillah can be read. Obviously, the 15th is for walled cities, the 14th is for open cities, but we know villagers advance the reading of the Megillah to the earlier Monday or Thursday. So, namely, if, let's say, Purim comes out on a Friday or a Tuesday, the villagers will advance to Thursday or Monday on the 13th. And if Purim comes out on a Tuesday, the villagers... if Purim comes out on a Wednesday, the villagers will advance the reading of the Megillah 2 days. Namely, they'll advance the reading of the Megillah to the earlier Monday, the 13th. And if Purim comes out on a Sunday, then the villagers will advance 3 days earlier to the 11th. But friends, doesn't that look like they're two Torahs? Some Jews lay in the Megillah on this day, some lay in it on that day. What happened to Loisus Goydidu? Tanan Hasa, Megillah Nikres Achad Asa V'Shem Asa V'Shoish Asa Rabba Asa V'Chamish Asa Li Pazla Yoyser. Amar Le Reish Lach Zob Yoychanan. Reish Lach has said to Rabbi Yoychanan, Ikri Khan, why don't you read over here Loisus Goydidu? Do not make divisions, loisasu, agudos, agudos. Do not make different groups on the Jewish people. So how can you have some people laying the Megillah on the 11th, some on the 12th, some on the 13th? Says the Gemara, no. We don't learn how loisus goydidu. Don't do agudos, agudos. How loisus goydidu, gufe. From loisus goydidu, I learn out what the words mean, and that is that one may not gash themselves over a mace. And mourn excessively. One is not to cut their skin for a dead body. But there's no pasuk that says you can't make agudas agudas. Why not? I do my thing. You do your thing. I shake my lulav this way. You shake it that way. I follow this custom. You follow that custom. Says the Gemara, no. Hi, lois is goydidu. All right. Says the Gemara, no. Imkein lemakol lois goydidu. If the pasuk was just saying, don't cut yourself, it would say, loy tigoydidu, one tough. My sisgoydidu, shma mina lahach yudasa, sisgoydidu adds, and also, don't make agudas agudas. So Gemara says, well, once loy sisgoydidu means don't make agudas agudas, maybe you're allowed to gash yourself. Ve'ema kule lahach yudasa, maybe loy sisgoydidu just means don't make groups, and we don't know that you're now to cut yourself. No, then it would say lo yisis goydu. That's how I read the Gemara. Then it would say two tufts and one dalet. I hope that's how they changed the girsa, because that's for sure how I read it, like 15 years ago. Baruch Hashem. I don't know if it's good that I still think the way I did in yeshiva, but maybe I'm okay. It is what it is. But then the Gemara says, in other words, it should say, the extra tuf tells me don't make agudas agudas. So it says the Gemara, maybe that's all it teaches me. Then it should say, loisis goydu. Why? What's loisis goydidu? That's don't gash yourself, don't make a cut. My loisis goydidu, shma mina tarti. Amale. So Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, what about Loisus Goydidu? Meaning, how could you lay in the Megillah on different days? Amar Lei Adka. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Zach, what's the problem? Adkan Loishanis, Magjanogalas, and Magwar, Absalom, Adkan says, Ois Magjanogalas, and Enoisim. Rabbi Yochanan said, back, what's the problem? You're allowed to have different customs. We know there are places that if the minhag is to do work on Erev Pesach, you do work. Till Chatzos, place the minhag is not to do work, you don't do work. So you see that Loisus Goydidu is not so strict that you're allowed to have different strokes for different folks. As we see the custom of working Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Ah, says the Gemara, Amalei. So Reish Lakish says back to Rabbi Yochanan, wait a second. Amin al-Khana isura, I'm talking about Isser. When I say you're now to have different strokes for different folks, I'm talking about things that are mutter va'asr. The Amar Rav Shemen Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Shemen Bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, L'kayim esimei apurim bizmanehem, to fulfill the days of Purim in their times, zmanim harbe tiknu lahem chachamim. Many times the rabbis enacted. In other words, says Reish Lakish, I'm asking a very important question here. There is a rule of loisus goy to do, and you cannot disprove it from Erev Pesach after Chatzos, because there it's a matter of custom. And you're allowed to have some people following one custom and others following a different custom. However, I'm talking about laning the Megillah, and laning the Megillah is serious business. It's Isser v'Heter. Either it's the 14th or the 15th. It's not a matter of custom, it's a matter of permitted and disallowed. Zmanim harbe tiknu lem chachamim. Va'ad amre li minhaga. And you, Rabbi Yochanan, you're saying back a minog? Somehow a minog demonstrates that you could, just because you could accustom yourself in different customs in different areas, that doesn't mean you could have different halachos in different areas. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Even Erev Pesach, it's not just a matter of custom, it's a matter of halacha. Vahasam lav isur havya. There, Erev Pesach is also a matter of isur heter. Vatam, we learned in the Mishnah, Beisham balayla, the night before, Beishamai oisrim, Beishil matirin. Beishamai doesn't allow you to do work, Beishil allows you. But that implies during the day, everyone says you're not allowed to. Says Rashi, V'haktani hasam balayla, b'leil b'dikas chamis, b'shamay as b'shil matirin, lasas malacha, and some do like Beis Hillel, and some do like Beis Shammai. That's how Rashi learns. In other words, the night of Pesach, some say there's an Isser malacha, and some say there's a Heter malacha, and this is a matter of Isser v'Heter, and people are doing different things. So says Rev Reish Lakish, back to Rabbi Yochanan, no. Just because there you could accustom yourself in different things, that's because it's not noticeable that people are conducting themselves differently, because somebody who sees someone not doing work will just say, the guy is taking it easy. There, if someone's not doing work, people might say he just doesn't have what to do now. But when it comes to Megillah, where if somebody leans on the 14th and some leans on the 15th, that's a clear violation of loy siskoy didu. And this is where we will hold, and we will continue Bezus Hashem next Monday. And this is a loaded Amud, so Chazak ve'ematz. Thanks everyone for coming, and have a great evening. Anyone has any shailos, any chedushim?
Well, Ashkenaz is far, so how does that work? You know, with the Yisukar and the Ramo, how does that fit into this?
Well, minog or not minog?
Well, no, I mean, you have, like, even like Hilchos Nida, like, you have some places, some that are Hilchos Isser.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.